Dr. Daniel Dankwitz, the Communications Manager of BirdLife South Africa, is on the line to us now to share with us the title, not the title, but to share with us the bird species which has been named as the Bird of the Year for next year, 2022. Daniel.
Yes, that's correct.
And the bird is, drum roll.
The bird is the Cape Gannet, an incredibly iconic marine species that is near endemic, a breeding near endemic here in South Africa.
And how do you go about choosing? And what bird is the gannet displacing? And how do you choose the birds of the year?
Well, the Bird of the Year, selected every year by BirdLife South Africa, it's proudly sponsored by the Hans Hoheesen Charitable Trust. And what we try and do is select a bird that has a strong conservation backing to it, so typically a species that has a fairly unfavorable conservation status. And here with the Cape Gannet, the species is currently listed as endangered. We also look for a species that is typically an ambassador that's able to draw attention to a range of different threats that may face some other similar but potentially less iconic and charismatic bird species. So our Bird of the Year for 2021 was a terrestrial bird species, the Cape Rockjumper, which is a fynbos endemic, restricted to just a very small patch of habitat north and east of Cape Town. And given that we will be embarking on the highly anticipated Flock to Marion cruise in January of 2022, we thought that it would be appropriate to select a marine species, and hence the Cape Gannet was chosen for next year.
I think most people who are listening will have seen one, even if they don't know the name of the bird that they've seen, and maybe they can't summon up a mental picture of a Cape Gannet when they hear the word. But because it's a seabird which is often close enough to the shore to be seen by anybody who is fishing or swimming or just walking along the beach.
Yes, indeed. So this species is primarily a coastal forager. They don't typically extend too much more than about 30 to 40 kilometers out at sea. And almost always around the coast, if you scan with a pair of binoculars or something like that, you will be able to see a few Cape Gannets flying beyond the breakers. They're typically a little bit further out. Now, this is an incredibly iconic diving species, so some of the listeners may well have seen these birds performing. They're absolutely incredible diving, where they typically follow shoals of sardine or anchovy, and they dive into these shoals from about 30 meters up, reaching speeds of about 100 kilometers an hour as they hit the water, and that propels them up to 20 meters below where they're able to grab fish. So as well, if you have seen documentaries featuring the Sardine Run here in South Africa, it's obviously a very famous natural event that happens, you will note that, you would have seen the gannets performing their incredible dives there.
And they have an extraordinary sort of shock absorber system built into their neck to deal with the impact of plunging into the water at speed from a decent height.
Yes, that's correct. So as I mentioned, they can reach speeds of up to 100 kilometers an hour. The gannets and the boobies, they are each other's closest cousins, have a unique nostril structure. So the nostril, unlike most other birds, is not on the top of the nose. It's actually fused into the side of the bill. So if you ever have a very close look at a Cape Gannet, you'll notice what appears to be a small crack in the side of the bill. And that's actually the entrance to the nostril, which is an adaptation, of course, to diving, that as the birds hit the surface of the water, they don't get their brain flushed with saline.
It is a magnificent bird to watch, and to go out on a pelagic trip, you know, so you're in water and there's a run or there's a trawler bringing up a big haul of fish, and the gannet appear and they just dive, and it truly is a very, very special sight. And of course, Daniel, you will know, knowing everything about the Cape Gannet, that its Afrikaans name is
a Oh, you've just thrown me. I promise I did know this. It is a
Malchus.
There we go. Malchus.
And why don't you? Sorry, I'm acting like a particularly annoying lecturer. And why, young Daniel, is it called a Malchus? Where does that name come from?
That you have thrown me again. To be perfectly honest, I do not know. Maybe you can teach me something today as well.
It comes from the Portuguese mangas de veludo, which means velvet sleeves. And so the Portuguese adventurers in the early days of Western travel to South Africa saw these birds with those velvet-looking wings diving in, and they called it mangas de veludo, velvet sleeves.
Oh. Fantastic. That is so, so interesting. Thank you for teaching me that today.
It is a huge pleasure.
If you would just allow me for a second, just to give a little bit of added information on the Cape Gannet, just to explain a little bit more why the species was selected as the bird of the year for the year 2022.
Yep.
The Cape Gannet is a breeding near endemic to South Africa, which means that the majority of its populations, or the majority of the numbers of Cape Gannet, breed at colonies around South Africa. There are three colonies on small little islands just offshore of the mainland. And then there are three colonies off Namibia. Now, we estimate that the population stands at around 250,000 individuals, but in the last 60 years, we've seen a 50% reduction in the population of the Cape Gannet. And this is largely due to competition with fisheries and the shift in the sardine and anchovy population. So what we're seeing is as the sardine and anchovy populations have been overfished on the west coast of South Africa, so the population has split, and the majority of the fish stocks are now found on the south coast, and the populations of Cape Gannet off Namibia and the west coast of South Africa have decreased as a result, and we're seeing a shift in the overall distribution of the Cape Gannet to the south coast of South Africa. It is also an incredible ambassador for other species in that several other seabirds that we have here in South Africa, the African penguin, for example, are threatened by very much these same threats.
Thank you very, very much, Daniel. One final question. Are you of the Fort Beaufort Dankwitzes?
I am a distant relative of the Fort Beaufort Dankwitzes, but not closely related.
Ah, I've seen your name on birding sites when you were studying at Rhodes University, and you were finding a lot of rarities and letting people know about them. And I always wondered whether you were perhaps a grandchild of Val Dankwitz, but you're not.
May I add one more thing?
You may.
Sorry. So BirdLife South Africa are busy putting together a series of posters, infographics, fact sheets, lesson plans, coloring pages, sticker designs. Of course, Bird of the Year has a strong educational aspect to it. So all of these educational elements that we are putting together will be available on our BirdLife South Africa website. And in addition to that, we are creating some beautiful plush toys, small teddy bear type things, some lovely pin badges, and then one of our greatest wildlife artists in South Africa has designed a fantastic t-shirt for us. And all of these will be on sale through our website from January 2022.
I understand why they made you the communications manager. Thank you. Thank you very, very much to Dr. Daniel Dankwitz, the communications manager of BirdLife South Africa. Now, the Cape Gannet, the Malchus, is the bird of the year for next year.